The fire of the Kundalini. We can long for the Kundalini to rise, as it so often does in the apocryphal texts of the past. Fables and stories from long, long ago. Stories of men who had powers, energy rising, the two serpents spiraling forever in an eternal bliss. We can read these texts and feel we'll never get there, never feel that. That what? What is that? Those men so very long ago who knew this secret, who were they and what did they know? What were they gifted that we cannot have? And now it's the 21st century and we have been utterly seduced out of an internal relationship with ourselves into a bewildered state of transcendence. We have utterly abandoned ourselves. My hand is cupped to my ear and I lean in. What is it I hear you cry? Ah, but of course we have an internal relationship with ourselves. How ridiculous to think we have no connection. Our anxiety never shuts up. We do not have a moment's peace away from the relentless, endless, vile and vicious chatter that charges through our minds 24/7. Harumph! The fire of the Kundalini rising, that is not for me, you say disparagingly. That does not exist. It is apocryphal fire. We cannot do that now. We read the stories of old and brush them aside, striding towards our modern, latest, shiny phone. Ah, yes, I whisper, but you cannot hear me over the exhaustingly loud mental chatter and the glorious images to be scrolled through on technology. Ah, I cry. But you have confused the frying pan for the fire. You have abandoned yourselves and reached for transcendence. You believe that the sparkly pages of social media, the glossy phones, the violent binge-watching and gulping down chunks of the news will lead to salvation, to redemption, to some kind of relief, perhaps even absolution. And you turn to me, irritated. I stand down. And you have become silent now, and I will whisper. To escape the fire, the inner glory, the eternal states of bliss, we have been seduced into believing that what we desperately long for is to endlessly swirl and dance in the pain of the past and the fear of the future. This is what we are being sold. We have forgotten how passionately we can feel deeply inside ourselves. I notice your hand reaching for your phone. You have to check and see if there's something, anything to take you away so that you will not have to hear this, me. I will wait. I don't move. I don't judge. No sigh or leaning back away from you. No raised eyebrow or shaming laugh. I wait. You consider your reflection in the screen. I lean into you. My shoulder touches yours and my voice is low. There are two distinct worlds. This is what you need to know. One is an endless flirt. An endless seduction with no fulfillment, a constant sense of trying to climb inside something that keeps offering to make you feel better. The sexy screens at the bus stops, on your desk, your bed, in your hand. You sigh. You know, I say, as it is, an awful spell. The other world is there, patiently waiting for you, reappearing every day with the dawn, the bird's gratitude, dawnlight that keeps coming round and saying, find me, come to me. See the light and recognize how you are me. You are a constant mirror of me. Once we allow ourselves to find our way back to our essence, our core, the Holy Spirit within, we awaken to what is real, to the beauty of our experience here, in seeing, acknowledging, responding to and reflecting this beauty, the embers lying gently pulsating in the grey dust are stirred. We can feel that our heart is on an altar within our chest. We awaken to the flaming heart, to the outpouring of love that emerges from the fire within. The passion that we enliven from the central core of our being allows us to stand perfect and still, to be consumed, to merge, to reflect, and to become the divine within. You look at me now, and there is a light in your eyes, and we smile. I know that you're going to ask me, how do I find the passionate desire for the stillness?